Former President Trump, ex-tabloid publisher David Pecker was on the stand again yesterday talking about the alleged deal to keep stories that could have hurt Trump's campaign out of the news. One of those involved former Playboy model Karen McDougal.
The defense argued that McDougal's $150,000 deal with AMI, which previously owned the National Enquirer, was legitimate. She was paid and featured broadly throughout the publications. But under questioning from prosecutors, Pecker said that was meant to disguise the actual purpose, which was to acquire her lifetime rights to her story so it's not published.
That's CBS's Robert Costa. The trial will resume Tuesday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store. Then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Consumer advocates are warning people about the hidden costs of taking out small loans on smartphone apps. Here's Mike Moan.
The Center for Responsible Lending is out with findings that detail how earned wage advances from digital platforms come with extra costs disguised as things like tips. Traditional payday lenders are often criticized for charging excessive interest rates on loans that are usually around $500. The center's Lucia Constantine says customers are usually seeking smaller amounts from the apps, but she warns they can be just as costly.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
The report says after using these financial products, customers are seeing overdrafts on their checking accounts increase by 56% on average. Industry leaders deny they're barraging customers with hidden fees, stressing that features like suggested tips are optional. More broadly, a bipartisan payday loan reform bill in the Wisconsin legislature failed to advance this month. Constantine says, like longstanding payday lenders, these cash advance apps can be hard to regulate. Meanwhile, she urges those in a bind to explore other options.
Try talking to their friends and family as a first source. The other option, which I would recommend, is reaching out to their credit union or banking institution to see if they can get some sort of small dollar loan.
She says places like credit unions typically provide more transparency on loan costs. According to the report, 3/4 of consumers took out at least one advance on the same day or day after a repayment was posted. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm Corey Hartman with a look at your forecast. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low near 55. Showers and storms on your Sunday, 68 our high. For Monday, more showers and storms and 71.
It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Allbaugh.
Everybody join us next time as we recap the weekend news events and kick off It's Gonna Be May Week.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Face of my conscience, coming to understand myself, clear out all the old cobwebs, clean out the old books.
Time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live and local here on WAUK Radio with Johnny on the board, and also here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Right here in downtown, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And you may have noticed, for those of you who are up and out of bed, and even if you went outside to let your dog out, or to if you get the morning paper still, for those few of us, it's a little bit warmer out there. It's really nice, and it's gotten lighter earlier, and so all the signs of the warm weather fast approaching, especially after our cold day yesterday. But what that also means, too, as we approach the end of April, is one of the great rites of passage in Waukesha opens up next week. That is our annual Waukesha Farmers Market that goes through early May and all the way through to the end of October. And here to visit us again, a longtime exhibitor at the market, selling produce for the soul, as I say, Sarah, the author, Sarah J. Bradley. Sarah, how are you?
I am well, thank you.
Terrific. And another unique category representing here today, looking forward to their second year in the market and selling you, shall we say, produce from the sea, from the fresh waters. This is a Euro Kushner of Alaska Fresh. Welcome, Euro. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Terrific. And this is also Euro's second tour of duty. Euro and his wife, Adra, came a couple summers ago to promote Alaska Fresh, and we had a really nice visit. So glad to have you back. And when Johnny's been working the farmer's market, and good morning, Johnny.
How you doing?
We're doing great, man. Johnny would, he'd have his cell phone on, he'd call into the show, and he'd interview people like Euro and Sarah and another great exhibitors. And, yes, in spite of the sampling I have today, there will be some great farmers there with local sustainable, produce. And one thing I like to emphasize, cause I know there's this big thing about organics and, you know, the produce you're buying doesn't necessarily have to be organic, cause some of those standards are ridiculously high. The key is that it's sustainable, and there is a difference. They're both great, but as long as it's sustainable, you're good. So, and that's what you're going to find with a lot of the vendors here from the area. So, as well as some other unique exhibits like Sarah, the author, and Alaska Fresh. So starting with Sarah, and yeah, before we begin, a couple other items to look for in today's show. We'll be talking about, well, again, the farmer's market, but also a new water utility building being proposed that's kind of raised some eyebrows in the area. Waukesha North and South leaving the Hateful Eight and joining the Woodland as well as more sports highlights, the Carroll University Minute, and other great local news, local sports, local culture here in the Shaw. And so, again, starting with Sarah J. Bradley, whose exhibit at the Farmer's Market is known as Sarah the Author. Sarah, how many years have you been exhibiting now at the Farmer's Market?
I think this will be my ninth year.
Ninth year. That is awesome. That is fantastic. And Sarah has a new book. I'm showing it here on the, and you watching live stream on Facebook. The book is called Blood and Roses. Oops. There we go. I'm holding it up so everyone can see it. And it's a part of the, it's a mystery from the files of Max Marchino, The Menopausal Millionaire, a series of books that, yes, that Sarah's written. So tell us about it, Sarah.
Well, Max's full name is Max McGee Marchino.
Okay.
She is the fifth of five daughters.
Nice.
Her father would only agree to having another child if he could raise that child as a son.
Okay.
So Max McGee Marchino is named after the great Green Bay Packer.
Nice.
Her name is Max. It's not short for Maxine or anything. And she is an ace when it comes to archery, crossbow.
Okay.
A lot of martial arts, rock climbing. She's an outdoors woman.
Nice.
Because that's how her dad raised her.
Okay.
So she lives up
in a tomboy, as we'd say.
Very much a tomboy.
Love it.
She lives up in the Great North Woods. I call it Black Duck County, but it's actually Iron County, Wisconsin.
Like Johnny may be the first reader because Johnny grew up in Green Bay and is a very avid outdoorsman and hunter and fisherman, right? So
that is true.
And when you mentioned Max McGee, that also caught Johnny. He definitely bleeds green and gold as a native Green Bay denizen, right? Now Waukesha, proud to be. Right, Johnny?
Absolutely. Go Packers.
There you go. So I'm sorry, Sarah, continue.
Oh, no. What I tell to a lot of my readers is, if you can imagine, Nancy Drew grew up and has hot flashes now, but she's still solving mysteries with her ex-husband.
Okay.
Her ex-husband is the local sheriff, and he's kind of that bumbling guy.
But they're still friends.
They're still friends.
Neat.
They're still friends.
Oh, that's terrific. Okay, great. And what I also like about the book, too, of Tung Sarah, is the size of the fonts are nice and big and readable for us people of a certain age that want to give their eyes a break. So thank you for that.
When I'm typing at a certain size of font, I really should be fair to my readers.
Sounds great. So this will be proudly on display next week.
Next week.
So a great new release by Sarah, the author. And Sarah is very diverse with some of the genres of the things she writes about. Another gift she gave us is the, and I apologize, my daughter took the book to school now so she can cook, but I believe it's cooking for people that watch too much TV. Did I get that right? Or it's close enough?
Cooking, the cookbook for real humans who would rather watch TV than cook.
There you go. So
it's a lot of words. It's ridiculous.
It is, but it is a handy, we've used it, my wife and I, a couple of times, and then our daughter, took it when she headed off to college at La Crosse, and so she's enjoying. So we'll have to get a good review from her at some point. We'll make that little project from her for maybe get the book back too.
She's in the mothership for Quick Trip. She'll be able to use every recipe in that book.
Love it, love it. So, and speaking of Quick Trip, it is much more than a Quick Trip for Alaska Fresh, because they are bringing in salmon fished by artisanal fishers in the fresh waters of Alaska, and they bring it here all the way down to their place, their facility in Menominee Falls. And it's it's also direct to consumer. I know you have some restaurant buyers and some chefs, but consumers can also buy your product. Did I get that right, Euro, so far?
Yes, so far so good. Thank you for the synopsis. Yes, we buy fish from fishermen in Alaska. All the fish get processed up there and then transported to us in bulk, and then from here, from the comfort of the Midwest, we ship directly to consumers nationwide, and we also support a lot of local farmers markets, and we sell at these farmers markets.
That's fantastic. And unlike a lot of these B2B purveyors that are selling directly to restaurants and food service groups, you have these very entrenched relationships again with these local fishers that aren't doing like the mass, you know, bulk production. It's right. Did I get that right as well?
Right. So there is kind of two kinds of fish you can buy, or two types of fishing. One is mass industrial scale. Those are massive trawlers that drag huge nets at the bottom of the ocean floor, and they just take everything that's in their path, and they can catch 1 million pounds in just one sweep.
Nice.
And then there are these commercial fishermen who, in our case, for our salmon, it's usually a one-man operation. They're on these small 20-foot boats that are just fighting the elements out in the open ocean, trying to find some fish with their little gill net. And literally every single fish is taken out of the net by hand. It's a very old school process. It's very classic. Nice. It's as environmentally friendly as it gets when it comes to fishing. And also because it's Alaska, it's very sustainable.
That's terrific. Yeah, and you know, and Ural brought me a little gift here, and you'll see these at the farmer's market. And this is frozen smoked salmon, which I can't wait to dig into. So, and I think we'll also make a lovely additional gift for my wife, Melissa, who we celebrated her birthday yesterday. And so we'll see if we can turn around to some salmon. So she does like when I cook salmon. So thank you for bringing that. And you worked with some of these fisheries, right, while you were, you grew up in Slovakia, and then you'd spend your summers in Alaska. Tell us about that.
Yes, I grew up in Slovakia, and when I was in college, I was going to college to be a journalist, and I was a journalist at the time, and I just wanted an adventure before settling in for my adult life. So when I was 23 years old, I decided to spend the summer in Alaska processing fish. A friend of mine did it a year before me, and he said, you know what, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. You work all day. You know, it's very, very hard work, super challenging, but it's just something that you cannot do anywhere else, really. So I said, okay, well, sign me up. So I went. This was 2005, and then I fell in love with the industry, with what is done over there, that you work with literally the best salmon in the world. You feed people. It was just amazing. So I kept coming back every summer and going back to Slovakia for several years, up until the point where I met my wife, and then we got married, and I kind of stayed side full time.
That's great. That's a really neat story. And like I said, I remember when you talk about an unlikely love story, because you two met at a trade event in Chicago, you and Adra, correct?
Yes, that's correct. My wife's name's Adra, and she's my business partner in this Alaska Fresh business, and I'm sure she's listening in. So,
Adra, good morning.
Yeah. And
we're taking your calls too, 608-933-9063. That's 608-933-9063. Go ahead, Jero.
Yes, and you're right. We met at a conference, at a trade show. This was back in 2011. I was recruiting international students to work at the fish processing plant, kind of to come spend the summer, same way I did when I started. And at that time, I was already in management of the plant. And Adra was working for a visa sponsor that was helping facilitate the visa program for these students. So we met in Chicago, and then we kind of dated for a little bit. We went to Thailand together. She lived in Slovakia a little bit with me. Then she went to Alaska. And then, then we got married. And here we are.
Terrific. The conversation continues with Euro Kushner of Alaska Fresh, Sarah J. Bradley, Sarah the author. Exhibitors in the 2024... Waukesha Farmers Market opening up next Saturday, and WAUK will also be there starting May 18th, I believe is our opening date. But so much more to talk about here this morning on This Week in Waukesha, including Volunteer Appreciation Week.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Waba.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26.
Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
On WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM, The Shaw. And if you are listening on the radio, don't forget to download the Civic Media app so that while you're at next week's farmer's market, you can listen to This Week in Waukesha. Amicus with James Santel. I get to call it Atticus. And that follows. And all the other great Civic Media programming, especially when you're traveling north, too. You can get Brewers games, Packers game, Badger games, especially for those of you people like Johnny that like to vacation up in the North Woods, do some hunting and fishing, take Civic Media wherever you go. So, and then a new tradition on the show is the world. Our second song coming out of the gate is The World is Waiting for the Sunrise by Waukesha's favorite son, Les Paul, and his wife, Mary Ford. And we've had a lot of luck with the sun coming out when we put that song on, but not today, although I think it's still good karma because it is warmer out.
Oh, it is so much warmer.
It's like a good, you know, maybe 15 degrees warmer. I haven't checked the temperature, but it's so much better than yesterday. So, and the day before. So, but as I mentioned, it is National Volunteer Appreciation Week. And later on in the show, we will be discussing some great volunteer opportunities or ways to kind of give back to the community. And, you know, for my guests, I know Euro's partner, Adra, serves on the board of the food pantry serving Waukesha County. And she was kind enough to get me a spot on the board, too. And so we're proud of that service. I need to get more involved. I need to do more. But how about, did you two do anything for Volunteer Appreciation Week, or what type of volunteer work do you do, if you don't mind my asking?
Sarah, you want to start?
I was like, you sounded so much more impressive. I volunteer through my church.
Nice.
So we do food drives, and currently our daughter congregation, the Bridge MKE, is doing a clothing drive for jeans and underwear for homeless men.
Fantastic.
So, you know, we're working on collecting that, and we do food drives and that sort of thing.
That's great. You know, and that's a lot of times when we look at the homelessness issue, that's one of the things that we overlook, too, is that these people need clean clothes. Mm-hmm. So they may only be living off of one, you know, pair of underwear. And so I'd learned that from a friend of mine that I got to write an article about. I do some journalism, too, who was a Holocaust survivor and was able to. By the time he died, it turns out he helped more people through his charities than those who were killed in the Holocaust, believe it or not. But Henry was retired in Jacksonville and was just going to enjoy life, but decided he got bored and got involved. And his daughter wanted to do something for the homeless in the Jacksonville area. And they got him all in a room, and you know, people were afraid to talk. And he's like, listen, you know, Henry had been in like 5 different concentration camps over like 5 years and probably could have died on several occasions, but was able to finally escape towards the end of the war and nurse himself back to health. But he told these people, I've been where you are. I know what it's like to be hungry, to be, you know, all these things, and tell me what you need. And one gentleman got up and was in front of Henry's daughter, and he basically took off his pants. He says, well, I haven't had any underwear in, you know, 3 years or 5 years. And so that's how that charity had started that's since been absorbed by, I think, Souls for Souls.
Okay.
But it was called Dignity You Wear. And one of the things they did was called Undie Sundays, where they would encourage people to buy different sizes of underwear to help homeless men and women and children. So it's really neat, the work your church does.
Just the basic stuff. You don't even think.
Sure. Yep.
But it's the basic stuff.
And now, to be fair to both, they're also entrepreneurs, so it is hard to set aside that volunteer time. So I don't know if you do much volunteer work, Euro, but I know you support Adrienne, all that she's doing for the food pantry.
She is definitely the volunteering guru of our family. You mentioned that she's on the board with the food pantry here in Waukesha, and they actually have a silent auction that's coming up starting May 1st. Adra is also volunteering on the Waukesha County Green Team.
Nice.
That's a very nice local organization focused on environmental issues. So she does a lot. I, not so much. But sure. I am a member of the Wisconsin Slovak Historical Society.
Oh, neat.
And it's not a full volunteering, but sure. I do put together their newsletter quarterly.
I'd love to see that sometime. That's a great, no, I think that's very worthwhile because we need to capture our social, our oral history, because that's the real history. And one of these days, Ural, you'll have to meet a previous guest, John Shane Connect, who is the unofficial historian of Waukesha. Johnny and I had a great Saturday morning with him. He came on the show to talk about, he was essentially an art teacher at one of our middle schools here, who when he first interviewed, Sarah, you might remember the local phone books that have a little blurb on the town history.
Yes.
And it said something about the springs there. And he'd asked, you know, before he went in for his interview, he asked the secretary, what's the springs there in Waukesha? And she's like, heck if I know. And he basically led that effort to champion getting all that research conducted. And he's had several books published just on the springs there alone. But he's also published other works on Waukesha's unique history. And it was really, that was really quite a day. So we look forward to having John back on again soon and maybe even figuring out how to make him a regular contributor, because there's so much rich history out there that we've barely scratched the surface on. So I'm really glad you mentioned that, Euro. So we may have to have you call it. Maybe in the farmer's market, you can give us a little bit of a Slovakian history in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that would be interesting. So, maybe. Yeah, sure. I have a little piece that I think I find it very amusing. And this is a friend of mine. His grandmother was coming in from Slovakia. Mm. His grandfather was already here, and the grandmother was coming in, you know, on a steamship. This is 100 years ago, maybe more.
Sure.
And she got to Ellis Island in New York, and
nice.
She got off the ship. She went through all the controls, and she's like, all right, well, now I'm in Cudahy, Wisconsin. Where's my husband? And she spent about 2-3 days in New York until she figured out she's not in Cudahy yet, and it's going to be a long way until she gets here.
Wow. That is a great story.
And then she really got to Cudahy and was like, okay.
Yeah, I wonder if you like Cudahy better than New York. Yeah.
She missed all the great delicatessens in New York and whatever else. So, but I love that. I, you know, in my little exploration of Waukesha history with John Shane Connect, we were talking about where Waukesha South got its nickname, the Black Shirts. And John did a really deep dive, and he sent us some text messages after the show to me and Johnny. And there was no definitive answer, but what he did learn, and I was really glad to share this, is that the guy that invented, so we're all football fans, American football, those individual yard markers. There was always 5-yard markers in organized football, but there wasn't, the individual yard marker was invented in Waukesha. Hartle Field was the first field, high school, college, or pro to have those.
Really?
Yep. Camp Randall or whatever the stadium was at Wisconsin, Madison was the first college field to have it. They took a lot of that credit, but the gentleman from Waukesha, I forget his name, he sold that licensing to the NCAA and the NFL, and I'm sure he got a tidy little sum for that, but that started here in Waukesha. And again, that's another dive. There's so much great history of invention here. I mean, of course, Les Paul, but a lot of these manufacturers here too have an amazing story. So, but we're going to talk about more amazing stories with the farmer's market that opens up next week. We're going to get some memories from Sarah in her 9 years or 8 years as exhibitor going to her 9th. And then we're going to learn about Alaska Fresh's inaugural first year last year and what some of their experiences were and what we can expect from both of them and maybe some other purveyors. We're taking your calls, 608-933-9063, 608-933-9063 here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw. And don't forget to download the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. More aid is being rushed to Ukraine. A $6 billion long-term package is coming, aid that Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, told CBS News is greatly needed to fight off Russian troops.
It's difficult, but it's still a very winnable war.
Overnight, Russia launched another barrage of missile attacks at Ukraine, targeting energy infrastructure and even a hospital. College campuses across the country are holding pro-Palestinian rallies. This student at UCLA says they will continue.
We will accomplish divestment. We are going to stay here until that.
Multiple tornadoes were reported yesterday in at least three states. This woman lives in Omaha, Nebraska.
I got my babies in the basement. We covered up with a blanket. We got our dog down there. All of a sudden, the lights went out, and we heard everything being thrown around above us. And it was so scary.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Brewers beat the Yankees. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz had a big night, a home run, four runs batted in, including the game-winning single in the bottom of the 11th as the crew beat the Yanks 7-6. The home series continues. NBA, the Bucks lose on the road to the Pacers 121-118 in overtime. Damian Lillard, already dealing with a sore Achilles, also suffered a knee injury during the game.
I mean, I laid the ball in, and when I landed, when he tried to block it, he landed on my foot. The way he landed on my foot, just twisted my knee. You know, and it was painful.
NFL, the Packers have drafted five players, three on defense, two on offense, including USC's Marshawn Lloyd, who reacted to the NFL Network calling him the best running back in the draft.
I'm the best running back in the draft for sure. And I think Green Bay got the best running back in the draft because they think the exact same. I'm super confident with that. I think Daniel Jeremiah, he's what he says. I definitely do feel like he's telling the truth on that part.
That's Marshawn Lloyd with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Corey Hartman with a look at your forecast. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, scattered showers and storms, a low near 55. Showers and storms on your Sunday, 68 are high. For Monday, more showers and storms and 71.
It's 57 at our studios.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk live with former and maybe future Congressman Peter Barca about his decision to run this fall in Southeast Wisconsin's 1st District.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
total blam blam. She said she had to squeeze it, but she won't let you. I don't lean on me, man, cause you can't afford a ticket.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha on April 27th, and that is one of my favorites, David Bowie with Suffragette City, that he wrote for the city of Waukesha in honor of Theodora Yeomans, one of our favorite daughters, president of the women's suffrage movement, that one of the reasons Wisconsin became the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment. And so we do as much as we can here on this show, and I think could do more as a city to really celebrate that. But there's a park in her name right around the corner. And it's also very timely because we've got some big elections coming up. And before I get to that, again, want to acknowledge my guest this morning who will be exhibiting at the farmer's market that opens up next Saturday. And their second time exhibitor, Alaska Fresh, Euro Kushner. And Johnny, do I have that? Is that good? So we got, I'm showing you the brand here on the StreamYard for anyone watching on Facebook. So that looks good. And then longtime exhibitor in her ninth year, Sarah J. Bradley, affectionately known as Sarah the Author, and her newest book, Blood and Roses. And that's a continuation of the Max Marchino, the Menopausal Millionaire series. So a lot of great fun to look forward to next week. I got to pause for a minute here. I got a text here from Athletic Director Dan Schreier. And it says the call. The number we gave him can't be completed, Johnny. So we got to look into that. We're working through some telephone numbers here. So apologies if the number I'm giving you is in error. Oh, here's the number. It's 855-752-4852. So bear with me a moment while I text Dan back. But in the meantime, let's start with Ural. What was your first year like exhibiting at the Waukesha Farmers Market?
Oh, it was really good. We were so happy to be at the Waukesha Farmers Market. We sometimes face the struggle of like not having Wisconsin products. So a lot of these like older farmers market managers, and I mean older professionally, not in age, they just like to do the same thing over and over. So we get disqualified from some markets, and that was the case with Waukesha as well.
Right.
And last year we got our shot, and I think it went really well, and we really enjoyed our time there. And we get a lot of good feedback from our customers that they are able to find us, you know, on a Saturday morning. It's such a pleasant experience to just go out there and have a good time. There's a lot of great food. People can grab some breakfast, buy some food, buy a book, and you know, have a great time. So I think it was a great success, and we're very excited for this one. Farmers markets, when we started our company, farmers markets weren't really on our radar the first year.
Right.
But in the last couple of years, we have really expanded this option, how to get the fish to local people without opening an expensive brick and mortar store. And these farmers markets are a fantastic opportunity. So we are in West Bend, Menominee Falls, Waukesha, Delafield. Now this year we're adding Tosa, West Alice, Greenfield, Brookfield, makers or markets and more. So, it's really expanding and we're having a fantastic time. I hope I didn't forget anybody.
No, I think that's great. And, you know, there are some purists that think that maybe you shouldn't have certain proteins in a farmer's market. But again, there are, you'll see some free range beef and other land-based proteins. And again, you also see some responsibly fished seafood like Alaska Fresh. And I think those are great opportunities because people, you know, a lot of times you're shopping for the week and you're also shopping for what you're going to cook that night. And it's so great to take something fresh and throw it on a frying pan and with fresh produce. And so it's a real gift to have unique offerings like Alaska Fresh there.
Opinion. And it's, you know, it's not a product that would really like compete against somebody here. You cannot get wild salmon in Wisconsin. You cannot get halibut and sablefish. All of these products are really only accessible from Alaska. I like to compare it to olive oil. People love olive oil.
Yeah.
If you don't allow olive oil vendor to your market, because obviously there is no Wisconsin olive oil, you're just going to miss out on that product, and it's a great product.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's an excellent point. So, hey, before we get to Sarah, the number to call is 855-752-4852. Our apologies. 855-752-4852. Or you can also call from the Civic Media app. So download that if you haven't already. And we'd love to hear from you and what you're looking for at this year's farmer's market, as well as any other city business. The sun is making its way out, so the Les Paul Mary Ford song has done its magic again. Beautiful and nice and shiny here. Sarah, this is your ninth year. You've probably got a lot of memories to share from farmer's markets.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So
when we started, I've always shared a booth with someone. My mom was my first partner. Nice. She did like 3D art using shadow box picture frames and old jewelry. And she would do custom art pieces, but mostly she just would put things together as her eye saw it. I'm not an artist. I do that. I don't knit or quilt or paint or anything like that. So
sure, sure.
It worked out well. But the first booth we had was at the old location by the train depot. That was very smashed in.
Yeah.
Very tightly packed. And
sure.
You couldn't get like baby strollers or wheelchairs.
I remember that being, Yep. So
not a lot of room. Although my best memory was watching people, you know, everybody brings their dog, right?
Sure.
Everybody brings their dog. And it was so packed in. And this lady was walking her little dog and she stopped by a booth that was selling lettuce and cabbages. Mm. But because everything was so tightly packed, she didn't have room behind her for her extra produce. It was under the table. So while she's talking to the vendor, my mom and I are watching as her dog just he's all over all the cabbage and lettuce.
Whoops.
What are you going to do? Yell across, hey.
Yeah.
And so we were just laughing and enjoying
it. Oh, God.
But then when they got to, then we were out in the field by the bank, on the other side of the bank for a while, in the mud. That wasn't so much fun. But now we're in the parking lot, which as a vendor, I love. And I'm sure you can attest to that. It's easy in, easy out.
Much more user-friendly for the exhibitors.
Much more user-friendly.
Attendees, so.
I think so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to cut real quick. We have a call. Looks like we do have Dan Schreier on the line. Is that right, Johnny? Dan, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Dan.
Can you hear me?
Yes. And, Dan, congratulations. You had another big week for Waukesha South, or should you say Waukesha Athletics. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the Board of Control on Tuesday actually voted to approve the task force recommendation for South and North High School both to move into the Woodland Conference for the 2025-2026 school year.
That's fantastic. And for the benefit of our listeners, can you explain what the benefit is for both Waukesha and Waukesha, for South and North Athletics and the student athletes?
Well, I think... I mean, there are a lot of pieces to it, but I think it's going to provide a lot more day-to-day opportunities for our student athletes to play in competitive games repeatedly throughout conference play. I think from top to bottom in the Woodland, we're going to have more matchups from the freshman and JV level all the way up to the varsity that are simply good for our kids. So. The Woodland is a very proud conference. It's 16 teams.
Yeah.
Schools that are incredibly competitive. Not to take anything away from any of these schools. They're New Berlin's, Pewaukee, Wisconsin Lutheran teams that have had success in a wide variety of sports. Schools that have had, you know, pro athletes come out of their programs. So. They are a proud program, and we just get to join a group that. Is really looking to grow, but also has, you know, similar levels, similar opportunities, similar schools, similar school makeups, similar school sizes. So hopefully it's just more equitable opportunities for all of our student athletes.
That's terrific. And, you know, they'll be leaving the Classic 8, which many of us know is arguably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, athletic conferences in the state, and I've even heard other college coaches say it may very well be the best football conference in the country, or one of the best. And we do know, again, thanks to Dan's efforts, South and North football will be part of the Parkland Conference, which is one half of the Woodland. And that season for football starts this coming fall. So must be excited for that too, huh, Dan?
Yeah, there's a good buzz, and you know, we've talked quite a bit about it inside the program and with the coaches and with many of the student athletes. It's not going to be easy. It's going to take time and take effort. We're certainly going to be a young football team next year, but the opportunities to match up to similar size programs. So, I mean, one of the ways to break down the Classic 8 versus the Woodland is the Classic 8 is many of the school sizes are, you know, 2,000, 1,800, 1,600 kids, whereas we're a school of a little less than 1,200. And the Woodland schools are more similar size. So we're gonna be going up against schools with 1,000 to 1,200 kids. So instead of looking over at a sideline with 100 football players, we're going to look over at sidelines that have similar sizes. Some programs will be bigger than ours, some programs will be smaller, but they'll be more appropriately sized.
That's terrific. So, you know, and this, you've been athletic director, it's like your third or fourth year. You haven't been in this spot very long, and you've really made quite an impact for our kids, not just for South, but for North. So
thanks. Yeah, this is my third year, and honestly, it's been a huge group effort. We've got just a tremendous group of coaches and honestly student athletes, teachers. Our admin is really supportive of the work that we're doing, and you see it from the Booster Club lens too. Our Booster Club is phenomenal, and the support that they have given us. We still have a ton of work to do. So I'm hopeful that in, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, we really start seeing more of the rewards from the hard work that we're putting in right now.
Sure. And Dan, if it's okay to say, we also admire that you're leading by example on a Saturday. You're not sleeping in. Tell us where you are and what you're doing, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm driving up to Madison right now, actually. The Crazy Lakes Classic is a historic Madison foot race. It's been around for many, many years. It's an 8K. The proceeds go to the Wisconsin Badger Athletic Department. It's a race that it's actually the first foot race I ever ran when I was a student in Madison my sophomore year. I took a many-year hiatus when I was coaching tennis for the Blackshirts. We often, our boys' tennis team's up in Green Bay right now playing a tournament, but I'm driving up to race. I've been a little sick. I actually was out of school on Monday, one of the first sick days I've taken in a while, but I'm excited to race and see what kind of effort I can put in.
Sounds great. Well, Dan, we won't keep you. We're really grateful for the call and for all the wonderful news surrounding Waukesha South and North Athletics as they move the entire programs into the Woodland Conference. So again, congratulations on your success and best of luck with the Crazy Legs run today.
Thanks. And just a couple quick shout outs. Our baseball team had a huge win, 7-6. Evan is a part of that team. They had a great win over CMH.
7-6.
Softball has put together 5 wins. They had another run rule win last night. They play today. Soccer had a win over Pius on Tuesday, so a number of successes. Girls track had a great day yesterday, too. Mac Hartline won the 400, and we won the 4x4 at Wisconsin Lutheran. So a number of successes. So if you're looking to support the programs, we've got a lot of events this upcoming week. We host soccer. Baseball plays at CMH on Monday, so make sure to get out and support the Blackshirts.
Sounds great. Dan Schreier, athletic director, and we'll be continuing the discussion about North and South Athletics and the upcoming Farmers Market and so much more here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM 101.1 FM. The Shaw. Don't forget the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now during our grand opening going on now through midnight Friday. Dozens of gift certificates from local businesses, all discounted from their retail price. And during our grand opening, you'll save an additional 15% off your entire purchase. No code necessary. Shop local, buy local, and save money through Big Deals.
The WAUK Big Deal Store is now open. Click the Big Deals tab at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
And it's a beautiful Saturday morning. The sun is still fighting its way through the clouds. It really broke through, and then clouds kind of came back. But now the sun's making a big comeback here, and excited to see it on this beautiful Saturday morning. And in the previous segment, the walkout song, if you will, was Suffragette City by David Bowie. And I wanted to mention that in that spirit that we got some important elections coming up here in this big election year 2024. But at a more local level, I wanted to let you know my guests on June 1st are candidates for state rep Kevin Riley and Sam D'Amico. We also invited Megan Lack, who was part of that ticket. But now she's, or I should say that competition for, in the Democratic primary. But she let me know this week that she's moved up to, she's going to run for state senate. And want to know if she could still be on the show. And I said, absolutely. So, and then the following week, we have a tentative agreement with the incumbent. And this is now called the 82nd District, thanks to with the fair maps, some of the redistricting. Incumbent Scott Allen, who has served Waukesha faithfully for many terms and is also a former city alderman like myself and a good friend. And, you know, when I was talking to Scott about it with the new maps, he's lost about 42% of his base. And so it for Scott, it will very much be like running for the first time, even though I'm sure he's got a tremendous amount of support in what's remaining from that district. So it should make for an interesting race coming up. And, you know, again, on the Democratic side, you have Kevin Riley of the Rileys of Waukesha. Brother Sean has been our mayor for many terms. And Kevin's left kind of the family business or the family tradition. Well, Sean did too after January 6th, left the Republican Party, now running as a Democrat. So kind of going back to his Irish roots, if you will. But that should be interesting. And he's running. Sam D'Amico's 18 years old. And, you know, don't knock that because, again, with that age, you get a lot of energy and enthusiasm and someone that could relate to what's going on with a lot of our youth today. And so it should be an interesting conversation on June 1st and also with Scott joining us on June 8th. And then I want to mention, too, not only does the farmers market begin next month, but next month is National Mental Health Awareness. And so my guests for that following week are we have from Trilogy Health, Jesus Hernandez, and Trilogy Health is focused on mental health. So looking forward to hearing more from him. And then we have some representatives from Rogers Behavioral Health also to talk about what's going on in the state of mental health. And so we got a commitment from Dr. Kelly Piazek. And then also we may have also the Rogers' chief strategy officer. So that should be, we're really looking forward to that conversation. But back here, you know, we came out with Obla Di Obla Da, and it wouldn't be a week before Farmer's Market if I didn't put in an old Beatles song from the White Album, and kind of a double entendre because, again, we're also looking forward to Let It Be opening up. We had members of the hiring team here on the show a couple weeks ago, building excitement for that. And they had a hiring event that following Monday, and really interesting approach they're taking to hospitality. As someone that was an operator for many years, you really hustled to open a restaurant, and owner Dave Meister has been very deliberate. This has been a couple of years in the making. A lot of the artwork in there has been commissioned and really over the top. They're having an event on May 4th, and there's still maybe tickets left, $250 a seat. It's a fundraiser for the Parade Memorial Fund. And they're going to have American English, which is a very well-known Beatles cover band. And then the guy announcing them, I forget the last name's Barry. It's either Brian Barry or Bill Barry. He introduced the Beatles when they first played in Milwaukee back in 1964. So that sounds like a really cool event. I know, speaking of the Rileys, Mayor Sean Riley will be attending, and I'm sure some other prestigious guests. But if you do are looking to support the Parade Memorial Fund in another way and have some fun, if you happen to be love the Beatles like I do, that could be a really cool event to attend. So, but back here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, we have our special guest from the exhibition for this year's Farmers Market, second year in his sophomore year, Euro Kushner of Alaska Fresh, and Sarah J. Bradley. Sarah, the author in her ninth year with another new book to promote, Blood and Roses, part of the Max Marchino, the Menopausal Millionaire series. So what can we look forward to this year, gang, the Farmers Market, starting with your exhibits? Excuse me.
Well, this year I am partnering up with Everything Emily Studio again. Emily will be bringing her just gorgeous, gorgeous earrings.
Nice.
And so we'll be there. I'll have the books and she'll be there. And we're excited to see some changes in the market. I believe the long email we got talked about another music stage.
Oh, cool.
Updated and improved bathroom facilities. Which sure. That is always a concern for people going to the market. And
I would go to Washington State Bank.
I went to the bus station.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
When, you know, otherwise I'll just not. But they have improved. They're in, they got a new vendor this year.
Okay.
So it will be cleaner bathroom facilities, more music, and hopefully some places where people can take their food and just sit down and eat.
That's a great idea. Yeah, because there are quite a few of those purveyors. Mm-hmm. Johnny knows them by heart. They have some really great breakfast food, Asian food, Mexican food. What are some of your favorites at the farmer's market, Johnny? Oh, can't hear you. I missed that, Johnny. Hopefully the crowd captured it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just really like the pig and pastry.
The pig and pastry.
Oh, pig and pastry.
All right.
If she's got the candied bacon out, that's...
So pagan, P-A-G-A-N, pastry?
Pig.
Oh, pagan. Okay.
Pig and pastry.
Pig and pastry. Okay. Yeah. Just as good. I love my pigs. So, terrific. Euro, how about you? What can we look forward to from Alaska Fresh? Because it's not just salmon, although I love salmon.
It's not just salmon. We're coming back with our very popular halibut. And
for the halibut.
Just for the halibut. And our also very popular salmon burgers. We are going to have what's called a black cod. Mm. And when people hear cod, they picture, you know, Friday fish fry.
Right, right.
But black cod is a very different fish. It's also known as sable fish.
Okay.
It's very, it's very rich. It has a buttery texture and it just tastes amazing. And it's very, very, very high in the omega-3 fatty acids. So very popular with our customers, and look forward to sell it at the Waukesha Farmers Market.
Good. We love this song so much, we just had to squeeze it in. So we're still some.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.